next point, that once we should think in our mind that everyone is better than me. It is very important, because most of the time we feel we are better than this person. It creates takabbur in our heart. And the person who has takabbur, he will never be able to go to the paradise. So it means that we need humbleness. An easy way to get humbleness is that feel everyone is better than me. How we can feel that everyone is better than us? So let me tell you a few points. Number one, if the person is elder, then you think that his life span was longer than me. So he got the opportunity of so many Ramadan, he got the opportunity of fasting in the month of Ramadan, he got the opportunity to sit in the company of Mashayikh, to make more Salat. So his good Amal are more than mine. My age is only 25. His age is 55. So even if I made good Amal, so his Amal are much more than me. So that's why he is better than me. And if the other person is younger in age, then we can easily think that my lifespan was longer, so I made more mistakes. And because his lifespan is short, so he could not make those mistakes which I have made. So his sins are less than me, so that's why he is better than me. And if the person is apparently very sinner, very big sinner, still we should think that if he will make tawbah any day, Allah can change all of his sins in his virtue. أُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَةً. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change his sins into his virtues, oh, he will become better than me. So still he is better than me. Even Imam Rabbani Mujaddid Thani rahmatullah alayhi, he wrote in his Maktubat that the animals are even better than me. Animal, like dog, is better than us. Why? Because a dog is more faithful to his owner, and we are not so much faithful to our Lord. Look at the life of a dog. He just takes few pieces of bread and keeps awake all the night to safeguard the house of the master. And we eat so many different foods, enjoy everything, and still when night comes, we keep laying down. We do not even get up for tahajjud. So it means that it is our mistake. Dog is better than us. Then second thing, that even if the master punishes the dog, beats the dog, he will never leave the master. It is the quality of dog. That even if the master punishes, he beats the dog, but the dog will never leave him. Whereas, if we get little bit of calamity, some problem, we leave going towards the masjid. You ask some friend, why don't you come to the masjid? There is some problem in the business. If it will be solved, I will come. So it means that due to the problem, we left coming to the masjid. The dog is better than us. Then, the dogs, they wake up throughout the night, but in the day, they do not have a bed. They just sleep anywhere, under the shade of the tree, or near the wall. They will just sleep without bed. Whereas, we or if awake in the night. So every day we need a pet. We want to sleep and we need air condition. If it is cold, we need warmness. If it is warm, we need coolness. So our demand, but this dog has no demand from his master. He kept awake in the night. In the morning he will never say, Allah, now give me bed to sleep. I have done my night duty. He is just making shukr on whatever he got from his Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it means that he can sacrifice more for his owner than we sacrifice for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a story that one person, he had a dog. But he was a schoolmaster and he used to go to some other city every day to perform his duty. So the dog, he used to go with him till the railway station. And by rail, this person used to go to the other city and then come back in the afternoon. So in the afternoon, again the dog was there to receive him and used to come with him to home. It kept on going for many years. But then one day, the schoolmaster, he went to school on train and in the way there was accident and he died. So he could not come back. But the dog kept on going to the railway station every day for the coming 9 years. Every day the dog was on the railway station at the time when the train was coming. That maybe my master will come today. Maybe he will come today. He is more faithful to his master. We are not so much faithful to our Lord. So he is better than us. There are few verses in our local language I will recite, but then I will translate it for you. Rati jaage te shaykh sadave, rati jaagin kutte tath utte. Rati jaage te shaykh sadave, rati jaagin kutte tath utte. ਦਰ ਮਾਲਿਕ ਦਾ ਮੂਲ ਨ ਛੋੜਨ ਭਾਵੇਂ ਮਾਰੇ ਸੌ ਸੌ ਜੁੱਤੇ ਤੈਥੋਂ ਉੱਤੇ ਰੁੱਖਾ ਸੁੱਖਾ ਟੁਕੜਾ ਖਾ ਕੇ ਦਿਨੇ ਜਾ ਰੁੱਖਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਸੁੱਤੇ ਤੈਥੋਂ ਉੱਤੇ ਉੱਠ ਬੁੱਲਿਆ ਤੂੰ ਯਾਰ ਮਨਾ ਲੈ ਨਹੀਂ ਤੇ ਬਾਜ਼ੀ ਲੈ ਗਏ ਕੁੱਤੇ ਤੈਥੋਂ ਉੱਤੇ Allahu Akbar. That you get up for tahajjud for a very short time and you feel that people should call you a wali. Whereas the dogs, they keep awake whole night on the door of their master and they don't expect anything. So they are better than you. And then in the morning, if you make tahajjud, you sleep on the bed. But the dog, he does not require a bed from his master. He can sleep anywhere under the shade of the tree. So he is better than you. And then if you have very small problem in your rizq, you complain to your Lord. I do not have this and this. Whereas the dog, whatever he gets from his master, he is just contented on that. So he is better than you. So then he said that, O person, if you want to make your Lord happy, so please get up in tahajjud because the dogs are awake due to their master. You should not be less than the dog. While you are sleeping, get up and you should also sit down on the door of your Lord. So the best way is to look at your own faults and to look at the good actions of the other people. So that will make humbleness in our heart. But what we do? we do the other way. We look at the faults of the other and we zoom them. Oh, he did this mistake, it's big mistake. And while we do not look at our fault, we look at our good ama. So that's why we have ujab. We feel we are better than others. So we should try to change our way of thinking. There are few verses in Persian, in Tajik. Shaykh Shahabuddin Sohrawardi Rahmatullah Alayh, he was on the bank of the river. So one of his students, he asked that, can you tell me about tasawwuf? So he said that whole tasawwuf is in two words. Whole tasawwuf is in two words. And then he explained, Marapir Danae Murshid Shahab. Marapir Danae Murshid Shahab. Do andar zifarmood barru'e ab. That my Shaykh Shahabuddin Sohrawardi Rahmatullah Alayh, he told me on the side of the river only two words, that these are full tasawwuf. Marapir Danae Murshid Shahab. Do andar zifarmood barru'e ab. Yake aanke bar ghair badbi mabash. One is this, that you should not be fault finding for others. Digar aanke bar khesh khud bhi mabash. And second one is that you should not look at towards your good amal, otherwise you will become mutakabbir. So only two things. Don't see the faults of other and don't look towards good amal of others. So the direction should be changed. We should see the good amal of others so that we should have love of other people in our heart. Even if they are sinners, we should have good opinion about them. And we should look towards our faults and our sins, and we should never trust our nafs, and we should always be making tawbah and asking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this way, we will have humbleness in ourselves.